last 5 kilos is really just about the weight and body image. Mm-hmm. Every time, probably, I've lost a little bit of weight so far, and every time I look in the mirror, it's just never enough, or I could try harder, but then when you try harder, it doesn't make anything any faster, and it does kind of affect the way I feel towards
your mental health.
Yeah, exactly, because I've pretty much got pretty big love handles, and that every time I look, my eyes just go straight to that. So.
Yes, it's Heidi, Will and Woody here, Pets at 92.9, and we are in the midst of the Happiness Project, Hides.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of team members. One of our team members, Tony, or Anthony, as others know him, he has arrived in the studio. He's basically, like you just heard, been fixated on his last 5 kilos. So we're helping people become more mindful, mm-hmm. and I guess accepting what they're going through, and then not trying to fix it, but just doing things that might help them along the way.
Yep.
And so last night I sent Tony along to Edwina Taylor. Now, she's a friend of mine who specializes in crystal Reiki healing.
Yep.
She laughs and says, "Oh, I'm not that crazy witch lady," but to some people she might be.
She's a witch doctor.
Is she a witch lady, Tony?
So Tony's in the studio. Hello, Tony.
Hi, guys.
Now, is she a witch doctor?
Not really, no.
But you were wondering when you went out to the cave and she was stirring the big pot.
Well, it is all the way out in Ellenbrook.
Okay, yeah. Okay, where are all the witches live.
Are you under a spell right now?
Now, all jokes aside, she's an amazing woman. I went to her for therapy last week. But before you arrived last night, Tony, Edwina kind of taps into her intuition and sat there and meditated. And she recorded how she felt before Tony arrived.
So I'm sitting here in this beautiful pink room and I'm just waiting for Anthony to arrive. I kind of get the feeling that he is a very insecure person, that he punishes himself quite a lot and he overthinks quite a bit, almost to the point of being a bit dizzy. I also feel like he really needs a hug. Let's hope that he's really happy with what happens. I'm going to be doing a massage with Reiki energy healing and also crystals. So I'll be combining these three tools together to intuitively tune into him, find out what's going on with his body and his mind, and also to reveal whatever the root cause is for him not losing his 5 kilos and for being the way that he is today. So I also get the distinct feeling that Tony's got something going on with his throat chakra. Just from the fact that my voice keeps going croaky on and off, I get the feeling that maybe he's not being true to himself. Maybe he's holding back on some things. Just definitely picking up there's something going on with his throat. So we'll see when he gets here.
Now, Tone,
Is she a chain smoker? That might also be the reason.
No. Hearing something like that, it can be, I guess, when someone else is talking about you, it can be quite confronting. But up next, I want to hear all about your session because I know you spent a couple of hours with Edwina and it can get quite emotional in that pink room. Delta did it, who was on the team last week. I've done it. I'm going to find out how you felt and what kind of went down and what we uncovered up next. The Happiness Project is well and truly underway. If you want more information on it, head to hit929.com.au where we've got a couple of team members. Delta, we met her last week. This week is Tony, and who has been suffering from body image issues and has been struggling to lose the last 5 kilos, like me, being fixated on it. So we're not trying to cure Tony. There's nothing wrong with Tony. He's just been stuck in his head, like myself and a lot of people, I think, can relate to it. Now, Tone, we've had you doing all different things this week. And last night I sent you to a friend of mine, Edwina Taylor from edwinataylor.com.au. She's all about crystal healing and well-being, and it's very new to her. It's something that she's just come into. Now, she gives you a bit of a session and it's like massage as well. What happened last night? How are you feeling?
Feeling a little bit more open, because when she was working through, we were talking a lot more and she'd just somehow pick up on bits and pieces that I've never told anyone, or I've always bottled up, or some things that I'd kind of locked away from 10 years ago back when I was in primary school.
And so are you talking about, because I did receive a message off Edwina last night and she's actually got some audio here. You suffered a lot of bullying and torment through school.
Yeah.
And do you feel that you've never let go of that? That's something you've carried around?
Pretty much. It's always probably been on my shoulders, but I just haven't thought about it in the last couple of years because it's just never hasn't happened lately, but.
But is that because you feel like you've maybe cut yourself off from the world, which is what you talked about?
Yeah, pretty much. I think I just lock myself away or kind of distance myself from the real world just so I don't get hurt or don't no one else's opinions kind of start hurting me again.
Man, that's heavy.
It's real heavy.
Yep.
And Tone, I was going to say, I just asked you before you got here, I said, oh, you know, have your friends and stuff been listening? And your work colleagues only just found out this morning, who quite possibly could be listening, that you've been going through this.
Yep.
And have you found that you haven't made friendships along the last 10 years, maybe because you've been worried about people's opinions and you just kind of got on and done your job and that's...
No, I think I have made friends, but it's just I've always used a facade. Never used the real person, the real me. It's always been just always hide myself behind my humor, and that's probably a way that I try and make friends.
Yeah, must be exhausting being like that, Tone. You know, like pretending to be someone that you're not and actually engaging with who you are. Exhausting.
Yeah,
and so unfulfilling, I suppose. I mean, welcome to radio. I mean, like, you know, you can come in here some days and feel rubbish and, you know, really have to put on a show for everyone. And I know it can be really hard.
Yeah.
If you're doing that every day, it's not your job.
Yep.
You're not even getting paid to do it, mate.
Do you feel that since this week, since you've started sharing your story, because you did hit me up on email and you write so well about, you know, kind of your personal journey and then, but having to speak it to Perth and to us that, you know, we have only become friends this week.
Yep.
Do you feel a sense of relief that it's kind of that this you can start living your true self now?
Yeah, I think it all started with that reading that news article you wrote. When I emailed and I wrote everything down, I just couldn't stop. It kept just flowing out. And then when I was reading it back, I just realized everything. It all just come back because it's everything just in your mind. It sounds different, but as soon as it comes out, and then lately for the past couple of days when I've been talking about it on the radio and just listening back as well, like that's even gone even further into it, and just it's changed everything really in the past week or so.
Because you never actually really engage with yourself earlier. You sort of just block it out. It's such a we were talking about blokes and insecurities on here the other day, Woods, and just how it's such a natural thing for a guy to recognize you've got something wrong in your head and just shut it off.
It's funny you mentioned, I think blokes use humour very, all the time. Like we sort of talked about at the pub.
Yeah.
You'll say, oh, gee, where's Gary been in a fair paddock? And the bloke, Gary will laugh it off and it's all very fun. And I'm sure that's a facade that you've lived, you know, you've probably laughed about it with people and you've, or certain things that deep down it's bubbling away and you just sort of bottle it up and.
Yeah, exactly. You just hide it.
What I was going to say, Tone, is I want to share with everyone the audio that Edwina sent through last night, especially because I think she summed you up so crazily, which you just think from a two-hour session. So last night when you left, Edwina sat down and she recorded this.
Okay, so Tony's just left. He's, I think, feeling a little bit teary, a little bit upset. We discussed quite a lot of stuff and I think it was quite a lot for him to take on. I've given him some exercises to do regarding trying to get the anger out of his system, clearing his room with white sage to get rid of any negative thoughts, and I've also given him a pink crystal to take home and put under his pillow to open up his heart chakra for love, and also a happiness spray to help him remind him of when he was here and also just to clear away and promote happiness. Tony just wants to be loved. He is so insecure and he's had such a hard life and all he wants is someone just to love him, which is probably why I thought he needed a big hug when I was meditating beforehand. It's been a bit of a big night for him and I hope he's okay. He's just a lovely, lovely, beautiful person and anyone would be lucky to have such a gentle soul in their life. So I really do wish him all the best for the future.
Tony, I absolutely admire you and thank you so much for sharing such a personal story and my boss has said to me, Heidi, you can't save the world sometimes. And I don't go out to try and do that, but I do try and, I guess you could say, relate to people in, you know, in writing my articles and talking about this stuff on the radio. So I commend you for sharing such a personal story. And I'm really excited for you tonight because I know that you're going to be, this is hugely out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
You're going to be doing nude yoga with Rosie Rees at Twisting Peacock Yoga. Are you still in?
Yeah, I'm just a little bit concerned about carpet burns.
Oh, no, there's wood. It's all wood.
It's all wood, mate. And you and me have booked it at 2 o'clock this afternoon for a back sack and crack.
Tony, thank you so much for joining us, mate, and just exposing this whole journey. I know it must have been rough for you, mate, but you've been an absolute star. So thank you so much for that because I know must be hard, mate. A lot of people wouldn't do what you're doing. So thanks very much.
Nice. Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much. Hey, everyone else listening out there right now, if you give us a call, 131060, we're giving you the chance to go overseas with you, three of your friends, anywhere, anytime. $10,000. Give us a buzz. That's happening after the news. You're with Heidi Willem-Woody.